From Baffin Bay to Palo Duro Canyon and Mount Locke to Davy Crockett National Forest, when government works against your liberty, Pratt on Texas will sound the alarm. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas. It is, as always, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. By the way, don't forget, you missed part of the show, missed a day, shame on you. But now you can go pick it up free of charge as a podcast at prattontexas.com. Our Lone Star story of the day, the Texas House passes the fetal heartbeat bill called by the left-wing Quorum Report, Republicans creating causes of action. Fine. It takes such to get the evil Roe v. Wade before the court again. By the way, our Lone Star story of the day is sponsored by our great friends at Allied Compliance Services, who provide the best in service in DOT, business and personal drug and alcohol testing since 1995. And I know that's true because years ago when they began with Pratt on Texas, I got emails from some truckers saying these are the people to deal with. They're great. Plus, we know them. Big fans of the show, too. Linnell Roach and her whole crew at AlliedCompliance.com. Now, they cover a lot of Texas, big office in the DFW area, big office in the Lubbock area, and all that land in between. AlliedCompliance.com. They sponsor our Lone Star story of the day. The Senate passed an amended constitutional carry bill. We'll talk about that. Certificates of obligation issuing by local government, elections, and CPS reform. Public camping ban, and more from the legislature. Oh, by the way, want to make about $60,000 a month? $14,000 a week for just driving a truck? There's a company down San Antonio way talking about $14,000 a week to drive a truck. He says, but it's not easy. Got to have experience and like everything else. And very hard now because you got to pass a drug test because, you know, all these people have to use someone to do that. And by the way, if you have to do that, it's AlliedCompliance.com. As always, my friends, as I told you at the top, it's a great day to be a Texan, and after some legislative action yesterday, it's an even greater day to be a Texan. You want to celebrate? You might want to do so with a great cigar, and I'll tell you that Doc Turnbow's put up a new Doc Cigar Corner review at prattontexas.com. Just go there and click on Doc Cigar Corner. It's a nice little picture of Doc in his hat and his shades with the nice stick. He chose this Migdalia cigar as the cigar of the year for this last year. And boy, his reviews are technical. They're serious. There's no pay to play here. And he's got a new one on another Migdalia cigar. But now you got to get hold of this now because it is truly a limited special edition. And you got to read this cigar. He actually visited quite a bit with the president, the owner of Migdalia Cigars. And in case you forgot, Migdalia is the line. The company is McAuliffe Cigars, based in Texas. So you want to go see that if you're a lover of the leaf at proudontexas.com. A new Doc Cigar Corner piece. By the way, today in Texas history, 1838, so it's 2 years into the Republic, North of Nacogdoches at Liberty Schoolhouse, a missionary Baptist church was organized, and they had the Texas Women's Missionary Union. It's the first women's group in Texas was organized there. And in 1864, during the Civil War, former Texas merchant Leonard Carpalis won the Medal of Honor, fighting on behalf of freedom for everybody on the Union side for his actions at the Battle of the Wilderness. All right, my friends, another major company leaving the high-tax states coming to Texas. A lot of people in Houston say, well, isn't NRG Energy already based here in the energy capital? No. Doesn't matter if the stadiums have been named after them for years and you hear their name everywhere. NRG Energy, you know, so when you say it's a clever name because NRG sounds like energy, right? I love their name. That's great marketing. NRG Energy is leaving New Jersey, high tax again. You know, they've swung back and forth under Christie. They were business friendly. Now they're not again, and they're moving the corporate headquarters to Houston from New Jersey. That announced. And then a big, big win for the world. And we love it because it was down at, what's he calling that thing now? Starbase. Boca Chica in South Texas, just south of Brownsville. They had another prototype, SpaceX prototype number 15 of the new Starship. It did it finally. It did it. It went up. Everything worked. The new high-efficiency engines that nobody else has been able to design in the world but have tried over and over worked. It did its belly flop. It controlled its glide down. That thing is huge. And it landed this time just fine. They had a little fire at the bottom, but when I did a little investigating, that's just stuff they're worried about later. It's not a big deal, the leftover propellants and stuff. They're not trying to get to that right now, but it did a great job. And our friend Bob Zimmerman at BehindTheBlack.com had a big write-up on this and has links to several of the videos where you can watch it. And always a big deal here. Love watching SpaceX do what they do. And glad Elon Musk is now a Texan. It's almost all legislature, so I want to get onto some headlines first, then we'll dive into all the big developments that have taken place today and late yesterday. That police officer in Donna I mentioned yesterday had been arrested by the feds. Well, now we know why. He was, they claim he escorted a drug load during an undercover sting. So they think he was, you know, on the payroll. He was a big old boy. And I mean around the middle and girth in Donna, police officer there. But they had a source said this drug load was going on. Apparently he's been out escorting the drug loads to give him protection. The Houston County Sheriff's Office said a woman was killed and others hurt when a driver intentionally ran his car into a crowd outside of a Tex-Mex restaurant, KHOU reporting. And I just say put this in the it doesn't take a gun file for all these people that think violence has to have a gun. Effective violence. Anyway, this happened at a Tex-Mex restaurant near the Katy Freeway and early in the morning, in the night. And they had some kind of altercation there between people. A man got in his car anyway. He plowed into the crowd out there, then left the scene, then came back. They've arrested him. A 15-year-old was shot in the face while fighting an intruder inside his home in Houston. This from KHOU as well. Teenager. Apparently, about 9 o'clock in the evening, 15-year-old was home alone. One of these home invaders came in, broke in the house, a burglar. The kid was shot. He didn't have a firearm and wasn't trained, I guess, to repel the intruder. The point of this, these things can happen anytime outside a big mainstream Tex-Mex restaurant in a nice neighborhood. You got the guy that comes to get people with his car, kills one, injured a bunch of folks. A lot of people having to go to surgery. At least 5 people were hit. And then you got the other one, man killed in shooting after argument at an auto parts or at an auto zone in Fort Bend County. He is mad, came back, you know, went shooting. Well, you never know when these things are going to happen. That's why you need to be able to be armed to protect yourself. And that's why constitutional carry is so important. Shouldn't have to jump through government hoops to engage in life-saving behavior. A Decatur couple who, quote, attended church regularly, end quote, was running a drug lab out of their home near a school, authorities say. Couple, they kids in the home, little kids and everything, they've arrested them all. And this is Decatur police chief said, look, they were operating a drug house. They found all kinds of stuff there. He said, they attended church frequently. It really surprised people. Don't kid yourself. These people know how to fake it all. 13 kilos of DMT in there, and he was going to manufacture some more. The Army has decided to put a civilian in charge of criminal probes and add staffs. This is all related to these bad things that have happened at Fort Hood and other places because people are afraid to report due to chain of command and ruining their careers. So they've figured out a way to move this around. Maybe that'll be right. Maybe it'll work. And then here's Dave Lieber wrote a piece, the Dallas Morning News opinion piece, calling this lady the brave policewoman. Never saw a police officer do what Officer Kayla Walker of the Richardson PD did last month. She stood before the city council and accused her bosses of violating state law by enforcing traffic ticket quotas. They use words like, they use performance reviews and stuff like that and numbers. Anyway, everything they're doing is illegal. And she stood up and made it known, and there's a big investigation underway. Good for her. That's a police officer who actually is there to enforce the law and not do this. Oh, I'm going to cover up for my office, my department, or worry about my career. So big kudos to her. Back in a moment.
It's the talk of Texas. Pratt on Texas.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life, Health, Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Welcome, Texans, and those who wish you were. It's time for more Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your king of the Texas commentariat, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The Texas House has passed the fetal heartbeat bill, the Heartbeat Act, by Senator Brian Hughes and Representative Shelley Slauson. After debate, it's the strongest pro-life bill to ever reach the Texas House floor, and a critical bill in the pro-life priority agenda, according to Texas Right to Life. It's a novel approach, very similar to this thing in Lubbock, the Sanctuary City approach. The legislature going down this too. It allows for private citizens to hold abortionists and accountable through private lawsuits, and this is a big deal. The House also gave initial approval to the Human Life Protection Act, HB 1280. That was on a vote, 80-64 vote. That's bans abortion beginning at conception and goes into effect when the Supreme Court overrules Roe v. Wade, although there was an amendment in there just to make it go into effect immediately by Brian Slayton, and that got blocked by people, which is funny. The Speaker ruled that amendment out of order because it changed the purpose of the bill, and a lot of the conservatives, pro-lifers, are mad about that. The problem with Phelan's position on that, and I can get people say, well, Roe v. Wade's what it is. Well, sorry, abortion's already illegal and still on the books in Texas, so that wouldn't have changed anything. Anyway, there's a squabble there. It's got them fighting amongst themselves. The Attorney General Paxton joined a 19-state coalition defending parental consent statutes for minors seeking an abortion. These are a friend of the court brief in the Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. This big deal. So that, I mean, because, you know, the liberals don't even want there to be parental notification. The fetal heartbeat bill, which could ban abortions at 6 weeks, approved by the House, wrote the Texas Tribune in a headline. Look, it's not about time. It's not arbitrary. It's when you can detect a heartbeat. Now, typical leftist Democrats that seem to always be in favor of killing babies. It was real interesting to hear what one of the state reps said. She said that, this is that one out of Donna Howard out of Austin on the House floor during the debate, said, the sound of a heartbeat, that's just electrically induced flickering of fetal tissue. See, that's how they see human life. Excuse me, that's what it is in someone who's born too. What do you think it is? Electrically induced flickering, that was her line? That's what makes your heart beat all the time. You see, it's not about fetal tissue or babies or grown-up or adults. It's just they don't like life, period. And she claims that's what the science says. Yeah, honey, that's what a heartbeat is. It is an electrically induced flickering, whether you're 80 years old or whether you're less than 9 months old. I mean, you're in the womb. One of the really amazing parts of getting this passed, you got a bunch of doctors saying it puts them at risk of frivolous lawsuits. No, only if you're going around murdering babies. And they're all upset about it. The bill bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected without specifying a time frame. It's about the detection. State Rep. Shelby Slauson of Stephenville, the lead sponsor of the measure in the House, introduced the bill with a personal story. She said her mother was given a, quote, dim prognosis of an abnormally developing baby, but carried the pregnancy to term. And now, 44 years and 2 days later, that little baby girl is standing in this chamber, her heart beating as strongly and as rapidly as it did all those years ago, as she lays out before you Senate Bill 8, the Texas Heartbeat Act. And of course, that drew applause. She was the woman who her mother was encouraged to abort her, said, "Oh, it's abnormal." She's lived a great life. So you got Donna Howard thinking she's saying something. It's just electrically induced flickering. I'm sorry. It's sickening, but it's laughable because, of course, that's what all heartbeats are. An amendment from Slauson carved out a class of people who can't file lawsuits under the bill. Those who impregnated a woman, through some kind of violation of the law. And they changed proposed law to limit lawsuits to only perceived violations of the bill and not a breach of state abortion rules. So these bills the amendments have to be accepted by the Senate before this bill can get out. So there is going to be some conference. Passed 81 votes in favor, 63 against. State Rep. Ryan Guillen of Democrat Rio Grande City was the only Democrat to vote for it. And they point out most abortions in Texas are currently prohibited after about 20 weeks. Pill-induced abortions are barred at 10 weeks already. More than 56,600 babies were murdered in the womb in 2019 alone, according to the statistics cap. Former state senator Wendy Davis, who gained national attention for filibustering abortion legislation in 2013, said the bill would disproportionately hurt those who can't afford to leave Texas to get an abortion. Isn't this suburban elitism just amazing to you? I mean, they just love the fact that minority communities and others that have a propensity towards more lower incomes they hide behind this as if it's good that these folks are wiped out through abortion. That was Margaret Sanger's plan to begin with. You want to hear something sick? This is a mother. What I know is that women like me, like my daughters, if they found themselves in that position, we would get in a plane. We would fly to another state. You couldn't just drive across a border. Or we'd get in a car and drive across state lines. Oh, she said that. I think that's just sick. I mean, that's her idea about, create a baby. Nobody's taking your choice away, and I keep hearing them call it reproductive rights. There's nothing about reproduction in this. The whole abortion industry is to stop reproduction. Your reproductive rights are all prior to that. You have a choice, birth control, no birth control, have sex, don't have sex. Nobody's taking anybody's choice away. But once you've made the choices to lead to the creation of a human being, that is a unique human being. It's not just tissue. It has unique DNA. It is a new person with a new distinct soul. All right, so got a lot of stuff on the pro-life front that was very good in the legislature. Now let's shift gears to another big hot button issue, and that is constitutional carry. The Senate has moved due to your pressure and the lieutenant governor getting it done, and he got it to the floor as promised. And there weren't supposed to be the votes there, but there were the votes there. There were some amendments to the constitutional carry bill. I love this AP story. Texas already has some of the loosest. I don't love it. Don't misunderstand me. Texas has some of the loosest gun laws in the country. Well, that's actually not true. We had extraordinarily restrictive firearms laws in this state after decades of Democrat leadership, and we've been working on that. If it become law, Texas would join nearly two dozen states that allow some form of unregulated carry of a handgun. Hey, even the AP admits that. It's not exactly a lone wolf thing. The House already passed a version of the bill, but they're going to have to work out the differences. There were several provisions added in the Senate, adding enhanced penalties for felons caught carrying guns illegally. Good. And barring permitless carry for someone convicted of making a terroristic threat or disorderly conduct with a firearm. In other words, they had to have a conviction. And as they point out, we already allow long guns, rifles, to be carried in public without a license. This bill would allow anyone 21 or older to carry a handgun, provided they had no violent crime convictions or some other legal prohibition in their background. If they've got that, in other words, they're not legal to possess a firearm, they're going to get put in jail and a lot harsher penalties. Senator Donna Campbell, Republican, said this bill does nothing but protect the right to protect ourselves. That's exactly right. Senator Jose Menendez, a Democrat, says this bill's not a form of justice or liberty. It's going to be responsible for creating a path to more gun violence. Well, that's what they said about license to carry. And a lot of the same Democrats are up there now, and these police organization people saying, license to carry's worked well. They all said this. They said there were going to be shootouts in the streets and all of it. I actually had a state rep say that to my face back then. A putative Republican who wasn't really. Menendez says, I hope to God that what we do someday does not result in a mistake that will have horrible consequences. He's talking about mass shootings. There's an important point to mention about that, and I'll make it when we return in a moment on the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas.
Keep that six shooter at your side. Pratt on Texas will be right back after this.
My entire trip, hotels, food, transport, and fun for both Isabel and me to Dental Care's Dr. Silvia Zuniga in Costa Rica cost us less than half my lowest dental work quote at home. I'm not alone in learning how much of a do-not-miss opportunity this is. A farmer from Crosby County had dental work needs that would have cost $25,000 here. He went to Dr. Zuniga at Dental Care, a cosmetic dental specialist, by the way, and had all 28 of his teeth crowned, each shaped uniquely for him, and two root canals he needed, all for under 10 grand. He had a great time, went to the Pacific Side beaches for a few days too, and his total hotel bill for the entire trip was under $1,000. Costa Rica is one of the hottest tourist destinations in the world. It's very safe, very easy to get around in, and not expensive to fly to from Texas, including on Southwest. If you want top dental work at affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Silvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
He thinks prairie dogs should be kept around for economic development. Hunting is big business. Now more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. So the Senate passes the constitutional carry with some amendments. They'll have to work out the differences with the House. That's a great, good leadership from Lieutenant Governor Patrick on this. He did what he said. He got the special committee where it was dying in the other committee, formed a committee of people that were for it. They voted it to the floor, and he brought it to the floor with for a vote, and it passed. Then you got this Democrat Menendez, and there are a bunch of others say similar things all the time. And he says, I hope to God that what we do today does not result in a mistake that will have horrible consequences. I urge you to oppose this bill, which I believe will do more harm than good. Well, you know, allowing people to have their natural liberties is not a harm. If somebody goes out and does something, just like that guy with the car that plowed into people, killed one, put a bunch of them in the hospital with surgery out front of a big restaurant in Katy last night. Or early this morning, I guess it was. The point is, it wasn't the vehicle that caused that, it's the individual. Those things are going to happen. But the problem with these arguments is, this and similar arguments from Menendez, is that it's based on a false premise that someone intent on committing felonious action can't do so anyway, whether you have the law or not. Meaning, why is a guy going to not get a gun and go use it to commit a felony? Why would he care about whether it's legal to carry it or not if he's going to go murder somebody? Obviously, he doesn't. What these people miss in their nonsense that they put out is the fact that of human responsible agency and the fact that somebody willing to go to prison or die anyway doesn't care what the gun laws are. The only people that these laws restrain are law-abiding people. In other words, the law is like not being able to carry a firearm. Well, the law-abiding person needs a firearm in order to kill protect themselves, to kill a bad guy that's coming at them. Why should they have that right taken away or made difficult to exercise? Well, that person, they bought that gun, blah, blah, blah. Then that person bought it, and then they went and shot a bunch of people up. Well, I'm sorry, it's that person did that. The fact is, if they're willing to do that, and you think that a rule is going to stand in their way, you forget, well, how come then the law against murder and all the other things they do didn't stop them? It's just the absolute nonsense of these folks. By the way, right after the Senate passed that, Senator Creighton collapsed on the Senate floor, and DPS and some other folks ran to help him, and Dr. Donna Campbell assisted. She's an emergency room doctor, so she knew what to do. And they say he had a car wreck last week and may have a lingering concussion, is what his staff said. He had been resting for a few days and just returned to be on the floor for these votes and think that was just related to a concussion he had. Our best to Senator Creighton. All right, let's look at what else is going on, because there is a lot in the legislature. The big, big issue today the press is all looking at, of course, are election reform bills, election integrity bills that the left, which means the press too, have deemed voter suppression. That's a big argument for the House. It'll be rancorous. Democrats have already started using their tactics up front with the microphones to chub or slow up legislation. And What they're going to vote on today in the House, or supposed to vote on today, is a bill that, like I said, the groups call it voter suppression. They've got all these businesses lined up with them. These people hadn't read the bill. The HB 6 it's the Senate bill. They're voting whatever. Anyway, they made a substitute of the House bill in the Senate bill, so that's what they're looking at. Here's what it's. Let's take a liberal, KVUE, KHOU TV staff. Here's what they say. And, this is the most they can pick out of it. HB 6 does numerous things to change the voting process. Really, it doesn't change it much. It's some behind-the-scenes stuff, including banning county leaders from proactively sending out mail-in voter applications to registered voters. Well, that was already considered to be wrong. Nobody had been doing that in Texas until Harris County went and did it this time. And that's what they say, as was done in Harris County. It also requires people who assist disabled voters to identify why the person needs help and give more latitude to poll watchers. Well, the latitude to poll watchers stuff is not really more latitude. It's more about not letting election officials break the law and effectively end the purpose of a poll watcher, someone who's an outside party there to watch what goes on. As far as helping voters, that doesn't in any way suppress the voter. It's about the one rendering the aid, and you already have to sign an affidavit of voter assistance. You already have to do that when you do it. You've had to do it since I've been old enough to vote. I was an election judge when I was, 19, 20 years old. That's always been the case. This just collects more information to say why. It's not so you can go after the voter. It's so you can go after the people who are hiding under these oaths of assistance to actually intimidate voters. It just gives us a little information to use in case there's a prosecution. So, House Bill 6 and the new SB 7, what would they do in total? The Statesman lays it out in bullet points. You ask me, what in this makes it harder for somebody to register to vote or to vote from the way it has been? Now, I know they keep trying to claim, well, it limits hours. No, it doesn't. Puts the hours we've always had. They're talking about that 24-hour crap Harris County did on their own and a bunch of stuff like that. Here's what it does. These two bills together. Bars election officials from removing poll watchers. Now, unless they do something wrong, it still lets them get rid of them if they're doing something wrong. Well, that's important. That's so you can watch the whole process. It creates new crimes for election officials, not voters, election officials who turn away poll watchers, obstruct their view, or require them to stand too far away so they can't observe the process. Entitle poll watchers to observe the sealing and transfer of memory cards or data storage unit used by voting equipment. Well, that's really good. Requires people who help voters fill out a ballot to submit the document with their name, address, relationship, and all that. And some of that was already on there on the oath of assistance that they didn't pressure a voter or coerce a voter. It requires those helping a voter fill in a mail-in ballot on a mail-in ballot to list on the official carrier envelope what help they provided in their relationship to the voter and all that stuff. Not too different than the way it's worked. Bans getting paid or offering compensation for depositing mail-in ballots or helping voters fill out an absentee ballot. We didn't think we had to do that because there are other laws that say you can't do it, but apparently people are doing it. Beefs up criminal penalties for election fraud and improperly helping voters fill out a ballot. Again, none of these are directed at voters. None of these things make it harder for a voter to vote or to get an absentee ballot because that was always what you did. You've always done that until Harris County decided they were just going to send a ballot to everybody on the voter roll. You have to request it. Make it a state crime to vote in Texas in another state on the same day. Create a new crime for vote harvesting. That's these politiqueros and people. Good. That has nothing to do with the voter. That's all about the people out cheating the system. Creates a new crime for election judges who allow ineligible votes to be cast. Prohibits local officials from sending vote-by-mail applications unless requested by a specific voter, which is how we all thought it was supposed to work anyway. Creates an expedited court process for complaints of election or vote impropriety before Election Day. That's pro-voter. Speeds the distribution of death certificates to local and state voting officials so that we can keep the rolls clean. Now, what in that? That's the liberal Statesman. I mean, if there's something in here that makes voting harder or is an impediment or a hurdle do you have to jump through and it's been raised, the barrier's been raised, don't you think these liberal outlets that are covering this all negatively would list it? The TV station stuff doesn't list anything that makes it harder for a person to vote or to register to vote. the big Austin American statesmen and their full long list of what the bills both do. You know, there'll be some amendments. There's a little difference between each bill. They can't, there's not one thing in there, not one thing in here. And yet these business people are all claiming that this is voter suppression bills and signing up with the left. The only reason the left is so upset by these bills is the left, parts of the left's organizations are involved in systematic vote fraud. We know this factually. Whether it's a hell of a lot of it or a small amount, it doesn't matter. It's still vote fraud. And they don't want the laws tightened up because they don't want to go to jail, and they don't want this stuff slowed down. It's very clear to anybody who's willing to listen and pay attention.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Here's a man who feels sorry for those needing to make their country great again. Texas has always been great. It's Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Let me get back to our Lone Star story of the day. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Our Lone Star story of the day is that the Texas House passed the fetal heartbeat bill, and it was called by the left-wing Quorum Report, their headline, Republicans Creating Causes of Action. If you don't know what that means, it means, well, they're just making lawsuits. Well, yeah, we're opposed to abortion. No legislature, the federal or state, engaged in Roe v. Wade. In Texas, abortion is illegal and is still on the books as being illegal. And my friends, the only way you ever get back to the court to visit a court decision is through lawsuits. They tried this in the Lubbock ordinance stuff. You know, oh, it'll lead to lawsuits. Okay, if it does. That's kind of the point. Would it not have been okay to do something that helped lead to lawsuits to stop segregation? Oh, it just amazes me. And that's, anyway, our Lone Star story of the day is sponsored by our friends at Allied Compliance Services, providing the best service in DOT business and personal drug and alcohol testing since 95. AlliedCompliance.com is the website. Great people. But this is my, here you go. This is how, it's not about babies. They don't care because, of course, at the Quorum Report, they're even above the pro-life, pro-abortion stuff. It's just politics. And this is just Republicans creating causes of action, meaning lawsuits. That's how indifferent these leftists at the Quorum Report and other places are to the issue of human life. All right, my friends. Now, more out of the legislature. Bill to curtail non-voter approved local spending approved by the House. Eight counties got exempted in the amendment process. Good grief. This is the abuse of certificates of obligation. And Brad Johnson at thetexan.news, the Texan, had great coverage of this and reminds you that we didn't even have COs till the mid-70s. They were created as an emergency mechanism for local governments to use for stuff that couldn't wait to ratifying election, like your water treatment plant went kaput right then and there's no water in town, or all the fire department trucks broke and you can't wait for an election. Oh, but of course now they're just being issued all the time by the city of Lubbock for long-term projects and everybody all over the state. San Antonio used COs for an aluminum statue and Amarillo used it for a water park, hardly an emergency. They just didn't want voters to get it. And when voters say no, well, in Travis County, the voters rejected a new courthouse just 3 years before in an election. And so the commissioners in Travis County in 2019 just issued a CO to construct a new courthouse. This is what happened in Lubbock with the new city hall, renovating an old high rise with four new police regional command centers. We see this all the time, and it's wrong. If House Bill 1869 makes its way all the way through the legislature, The COs will fall under voter approval property tax rate calculation, which is great because on the new property tax reform that Burroughs got pushed through last time, on these tax increase, you know, lowering it to 3.5%, well, that stuff's not on there. But if they get this done, then that'll fall into that 3.5%, all the money that they're spending on the COs too. And that's important. Keep your property taxes down. Now, it got moved around. HB 1869 had a committee substitute, and it had more carve-outs for specified debt. It says, any bond, warrant, certificate of obligation, or other evidence of indebtedness owned by a taxing unit that meets one of the specified categories is exempt from the voter-approved classification, that 3.5% that allows for rollback elections. Those are self-supporting debt or debt not paid through property taxes, loans through the state or federal program, the designated infrastructure and specific to it, debt refinancing and emergency spending. There were amendments on there about what designated infrastructure was. Then Troy Martinez Fisher, that fake guy, so not even his real name, isn't he? Ferdinand something the third, got an amendment to get Barrow County completely exempted from it. And then in the final passage, more exemptions were made for Travis County, El Paso County, Cleburne, Jim Wells, San Patricio, and Bee and Nueces counties in the city of Grand Prairie. Well, they wanted to get it moved, so I guess maybe the Senate can act too, and then you can come back and handle those things in conference. But that's good. We've got to stop this abuse of certificates of obligation. Debt's being issued in our name without us having to say so, and in many cases, after voters have said no, they just go do it anyway. Texas House did advance the bill that would ban homeless encampments around the state. This from the Texas Tribune. Comes less than a week after voters in Austin reinstated a similar ban that was removed by their lefty city council 2 years ago. Bill passed the House would make camping in an unapproved public place a Class C misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $500. It's just like a traffic ticket. Statewide ban was approved 85 to 56. Most of the opposition came from Democrats, but there were sponsors from both parties. Before they voted, Capriglione added an amendment, Representative Capriglione, that to the bill that allowed public camps only if local authorities provide. So in other words, a liberal county has to provide law enforcement, mental health services, and health care provisions for those residing in the camp if a municipality just decides to say, well, we're just going to designate this whole park over here and let you go over there. In other words, ignore the law and do it. There were other stuff. There's some good amendments that were made, but that's pretty important. For example, Houston, run by liberals, they don't allow public camping. They've got a ban on it. Austin did until 2019, but they don't clear them out until they've got housing for them in Houston. Radioactive waste storage bill I mentioned had died, and then it came back to life yesterday, and I said that Landgraf from Odessa was up talking about it, got it back. Well, it got destroyed on a procedural technicality, a point of order on the floor again, HB 2692. And this is what I told you about before anybody else was talking about it way back in the session. This is a war between Representative Craddock in Midland and Landgraf over in Odessa. Landgraf's carrying it. Who killed the bill? Tom Craddock. Longest-serving member of the House, former Speaker. He got up and made reference to the Waste Control Specialist plant there and that company had an application pending before the feds to build and operate a high-level waste facility in Andrews. Federal permit could trump a state ban on such, Craddock told Landgraf. He engaged in this and then killed it. Pointed out a procedural flaw that derailed the bill for now. And so this has been an interesting battle between Landgraf, the king of press releases in his office, and Craddock, the former speaker, Odessa versus Midland. And they made some good reforms on CPS. You know, before all this stuff, we got in the COVID stuff, there was so much about Child Protective Services being messed up. Robert Montoya has a detailed piece of Texas Scorecard talking about the reforms for out-of-control CBS heading to the governor. HB 2536 by Matt Krause. It bans courts from terminating a parent-child relationship just because the parent sought a second medical opinion, you know, or moved them to another medical facility. We've seen the need for this. House Bill 567 and just a bunch of bills. And I recommend you go to Texas Scorecard and look at that if you've been paying attention to the problems at CPS. Another thing I'm very pleased to see the House do, Iris Poole writing about this at Texas Scorecard today, The House approved HB 492, limiting no-knock entry from law enforcement. Democrat Wu of Houston filed the bill. It's a good one. Only one person voted against it, and that's State Rep. Jake Elsey of Waxahachie, who's running for Texas. He's in that runoff for Texas' 6th congressional seat. He voted against it on its third reading. Supporters said the no-knock warrant set a dangerous conflict with the Castle Doctrine, which lets you stand your ground in your home. And that's right. They come in there. This makes it much more narrow. There have been so much abuse of these no-knock warrants, and it gets cops and innocent people killed. Also, protesters who obstruct emergency vehicles would face felony charges under a bill that the House has passed. That's right. HB 9, 90-55 it passed. Goes to the Senate now. Makes it a state jail felony if you block roads and emergency vehicle or hospital entrance or something is blocked. That comes from all those leftist demonstrations in the street. We'll have more tomorrow, my friends. Long live liberty. Long live Texas. And may God continue to bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.